Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on, Card Nation? 2 weeks in a row now. After all the family stuff going on, I'm on 2 weeks in a row, but I am here to bring you the season finale of Live with 55, and I have got just, it's full from top to bottom tonight. You guys go ahead. I'm going to put the number out there, 914-338-0180. We're going to do things a little bit differently tonight because I have several guests with time constraints. I'm going to still get in everything. I'm going to get the jabs in against UK, like always. I'm going to get my intro in. I'm going to let you all know everything that you all need to know. I'm going to say this, though, first. Welcome to the December 23rd edition of Live with 55. I'm your host, Jeremy Wauman. I'm hoping to bring you an episode of Live with 55 that could win the Governor's Cup like what Kentucky did this year. Oh, man, I apologize. U of L won. Let's not hold it against these teams. Sorry, I had a Steve Harvey moment there for a second. I'm sorry. Everybody's been having fun with that. I thought I might as well. Merry Christmas to everybody and happy holidays. Before I bring on my first guest real quick, one of my good buddies from the University of Louisville, when I went there the second time, Bobby Buchanan, I'll have him on here in just a few seconds, but there was something that I watched right before I came on the air that literally brought me near tears. A friend of mine, was actually a friend I met through my wife. Her name is Jennifer Zinninger. And she's been battling cancer for quite a while now. And she posted, you can look on Twitter, look on my Facebook, the video's post shared there. She got a Christmas phone call from Rick Pitino, and you can hear him talking, and you can just see how much, it's a wonderful thing. That's one of the reasons why we're proud to have Coach Pitino as our coach representing the University of Louisville. He didn't have to do that for her. Like I said, got me a little emotional here, got me a little shook, 6'7", 330 pounds, shook. That's what I am right now. But that is, it was a great thing to see. Really appreciate that, Coach. I'm going to go ahead and give the number out again, 914-338-0180. The Live with 55 question of the night tonight is, I would like to know who you think is going to win the Louisville-Kentucky game Saturday in basketball. I want you to give me a score prediction as well. But without further ado, I'm going to bring on my guy, cornerback for the University of Louisville from 05 to 08. He's a Louisville legacy, and I'm honored to call him a friend, Bobby Buchanan. Bobby, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Jeremy?
Hey, man, I'm doing fantastic.
All right.
I got tears in my eyes. I'm a big man with tears in my eyes right now, Bobby. I can't help it.
Hey, that was a touching story, definitely. The story about Pitino, that's the type of guys we have for the university that are, you know, compassionate about everyone, not just their own players.
Absolutely. And I'm getting goosebumps about it. And this is something that I'm going to – and not that I need it for this reason, but every time one of you people try to tell me how awful Coach Pitino is, I'm going to throw this in your face. You're never going to be able to tell me anything again. Bobby, but I wanted you – me and you had an interesting conversation the other day. Now, we just happened to be talking. You have a nephew who's being recruited, committed to Louisville. He's no longer committed to Louisville, and I asked you a simple question. I was like – and it was an innocent question, but it turned into an awesome explanation and conversation. I said for those of you out there in Card Nation that don't know, Bobby's been my friend for about, 10 years now?
Correct.
Ray was also at Louisville. That just shows my age a little bit, and I don't care. You know, I don't feel old, but and I'm not really. I digress for a second. The first time I went to Louisville was in '96, and Ray came back and he helped, you know, he helped the young guys out. And I met him during a couple of my visits in high school. He played while I was in high school. And good guy. So I've deemed myself an extended Buchanan family member, and nobody's corrected me yet. So I'm just going to keep going with it.
There you go.
But I've formed a relationship with Baylen over the last couple of years. He's a really good kid, really cool kid. And I asked you, I said, or he DM'd me on Twitter and said, I send him a message. I said, Baylen, you know, no matter where you go, I'm Team Buchanan. Do what's best for you. And he wrote me back and he said, I'm still considering Louisville. I'm just unsure right now. So then I immediately DM'd Bobby and I was like, if he's unsure, why would he decommit? And then go ahead and let everybody know, basically, you dropped the knowledge to me.
Okay. Well, first thing, I'd just like to say, I mean, you have to, like, they are young kids. You know, they're 17, 18 years old. I'm not in his ear about anything. He usually consults with his father about everything as well. You got to respect their honesty, you know, and just saying, like, they're unsure, rather than having someone committed to a program that, you know, or question things later, risk a transfer, or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I told you in our conversation we had was I can't speak for anybody else, but the situation I went through where everybody knows, or if they could remember, I was committed to University of Illinois first.
Right.
The reason I changed my mind was the job, I guess the job stability at University of Illinois. I was afraid of Ron Turner getting fired, and Petrino definitely, you know, stuck with me even after I was committed and just, you know, let me know it was going to be a bad idea. I had the opportunity to play in the Big East coming up, showed me the recruiting class they had coming in. And, I mean, Louisville had always been family. I've been coming out there since I was 5 years old. So with that being said, weekend before signing day, I changed my mind, and obviously I never regretted it. You got to go to Gator Bowl my first year. Orange Bowl my second year, you know, so it was a good time, a great experience, and I definitely never regretted it.
Absolutely. And I'm just going to add a little bit. You told me decommitting now is like the wind blowing. Players do
exactly.
What coach is doing, a sense, and that's absolutely correct. I couldn't agree with you any more than I did that day. And I told you that, like, we wouldn't talk about Baylen too much because, I mean, it's a personal situation, and I don't have any ill feelings towards him. I want him to do what's best for him, and that's just not our fan base. There's another fan base right in the state that if he was committed to them and he decommitted, they'd be running him off the rails right now. That's not how we do it. So let's move away from that for a moment. We're going to talk a little bit about the Music City Bowl, and you know, it's Christmas time, so we're gonna talk, you know, Santa and Grinch. As far as the Music City Bowl is concerned, Louisville's looking like they're in the Santa position, and the quarterbacks for Texas A&M have definitely been like a Grinch situation. So what I wanted to ask you, what I wanted to ask you next, if you were the coach of Louisville right now, what exactly would you do, what would you be advising the defensive line as far as the shakeup at quarterback?
Oh, yeah, you know, Texas A&M can put it how they want to. They can say they got, you know, this bowl period to try to get, I think the quarterback is Hubenak, try to get him, you know, seasoned and ready. But, you know, you got your green or red jersey on. Nobody's going to be able to touch him. Nobody's going to be able to touch him in practice. But once you get Young and Rankins and Burgess and Kelsey and all these guys after him and in his face for, you know, four quarters straight, I mean, that's going to tell the real tale. So as far as I'm concerned, I'd blitz the crap out of him and, you know, see if he can stay composed, which I think he won't be.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking about that, a lot of people, when I asked them a similar question, they're like, well, Kyle Bowlen was our third string last year and he whooped Kentucky. Well, we're not Kentucky. That's the big difference.
Exactly.
Do I think Kubanek may come in and make some noise? Sure, he's a guy that's got something to prove. He wants to make everybody, I'm sure, in A&M Nation or whatever they call themselves, proud. So I don't expect him to come in and roll over. But from an overview, Bobby, what do you think U of L needs to do to get this W on Wednesday night?
Whatever they did, you know, especially coming together those last two to three, last two to three quarters against UK, doing everything that makes Lamar Jackson comfortable. I mean, I have no doubt in Coach Petrino's offense, and especially having Kyle Bowlen come off the sideline if he needs to. But that's the difference between us and them is we've been doing that all year. And now Texas A&M has a shakeup at quarterback, and they're, you know, I'm sure they're unsure of things no matter how much they want to say they are. And keep our defense stout with Ty Grantham's defense. Just stay stout, and I believe probably pull out 35-14 and have a W.
35-4. Look, you just jumped into the next
question. You wanted it, so I was giving it to you.
I did. 35-14. Bobby, before I let you go, because I know that you are on a time crunch here, let everybody know, if you want to, what you're currently doing, where you're at, stuff like that.
Well, it was basically I played football, been, you know, athletic all my life. I wanted to do something different, give back. So back in 2012, I signed up for the United States Army, and I'm currently serving in the infantry, United States Army. I've served in Alaska, and I'm currently down here at Fort Stewart, Georgia. So by May, I'll be a veteran and on my way to the next big thing, which I'm hoping is my pursuit of law school.
Look at him. I'm proud of you, man. I really am. I'm very proud of you, and I thank you for your service and everything that you have done for us and that you're preparing or that you ever will do for us as a country. Bobby, thank you so much for coming on. You're welcome back anytime. I know, also, real quick,
no problem.
He's an aspiring author. I'm going to try to get him on Cardinal Sports Zone, write a couple things from time to time. Very good at that as well. He's good at when your last name's Buchanan, like ours is. You're good at everything. This is Jeremy Buchanan with Bobby Buchanan. No, I'm just kidding. But, Bobby, thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate you, bro. And stay safe up there, man.
No problem. And thanks for having me. You guys have a good night.
No problem. Yeah, you too. That was Bobby Buchanan, my guy. Oh, gosh. Just doing that. I just really can't. It's an emotional night. I start off with that story, and now I'm just thrown for a loop. I'm going to get into a little bit real quick of the – I had to get him in, though, because he was about to start training. So I had to get him in while I could. Again, welcome to the season finale of Live with 55. Give us a call tonight, 914-338-0180. Two things. Yes, I know UofL basketball is currently playing. They're up 48-25. Okay. Well, that's not much of a game. Number two, we got a loaded show tonight. Former UofL football card, Bobby Buchanan, you just heard. I didn't take that out. Host of the Cardinal Sports Zone show on ESPN 93.9 DeVille, Steve Rummage, will talk decommitments. Should we worry or calm down? Plus, we'll talk about Saturday's show. We got some good stuff coming up Saturday. Finally, the Maven has come back to Live with 55. Marcus Maven joins us to talk UofL UK Hoops, Mango, and Miss Universe. I'm going to have Daryl Faust call in later, too. And yes, Bobby, you did awesome. He just messaged me, asked if he did okay. Fantastic. Daryl's going to call in later. We're going to talk some sports. I invited all the contributors. After me and Daryl talked, I'm going to have her on for a segment. I invited all the contributors to come on. I'm going to go to the phone lines. I've still got more of my monologue to go through, but I'm going to go to the phone lines.
Step up and hit that.
Caller, you are live with 55. Who am I talking to?
There we go.
Hey, Colin.
Good shot.
You're on live with 55. Who am I speaking?
That's 50% on that right there, number 13. Get on him. There we
hey,
go.
Call, you're on All right. That caller didn't want to talk. I guess he was watching the ball game too. Call back if you were unable to hear me. You've been on hold for a while, so I don't blame you for not listening to me. You don't have to call in if you don't want to. You can give us a tweet as well. Speaking of Twitter, follow Team CSZ on Twitter, at Card Sports Zone, at Steven Rummage, at Justin Rink, and myself, at Jeremy_CSZ. In a few minutes, Steve is going to call in. He's going to let you know when and where Cardinal Sports Zone will be appearing, playing, streaming, broadcasting on ESPN 93.9 The Ville this weekend on Saturday. You can also use your iHeart or TuneIn apps to listen. This week's three-point shout-out, which is brought to you by Doug Budd at Red Edge Realty and homesforsaleinlouisville.net. It's going to be used this week to honor the contributors for Cardinal Sports Zone, most of whom have just started within the past few months. That's our veterans at @Page_S_502, @DarylFaust4. We got @Miss_Nierman, KNIERMAN, @Timo4Cards, @Mitch_Motley3, @JRP3523, @KrugerMania. KrugerMania is running wild. @TA Sullivan. Those are our new contributors. Lots of great stuff going on at Cardinal Sports Zone. We got a lot more stuff to get to, but we are going to go to the phone lines real quick and to whom I believe is my guy. You're on live with 55. Who am I speaking with?
Mr. Maven, a.k.a. Cardinal underscore Quick.
Yeah, it is, Marcus. I don't know. I know that you've been watching the game. As I've been trying to – it's so hard when you're a one man. I'm in here producing. I'm talking. I've got people messaging me on my phone. I don't know. I don't know how I get all this done. Sometimes you hear some awkward pauses. I don't know how long you've been listening in, but I started off the show tonight telling a story about Rick Pitino. Okay? My friend, Jennifer – did you hear it?
Yeah. No, I did not hear the story. Of course I was watching the game, but I am listening.
Okay, so I'm going to tell it to you real quick because I feel like it merits repeating. I got a message tonight from one of my friends. She's been battling cancer for a long time. She's not well at all. And actually, it was her daughter. Her daughter hit me up and was like, "You've got to see this video." So I go click on the video. I'm a 330-pound, 6'7", pile of tears. I watch this video. Rick Pitino took time out before the game today to give her a personal call, tell her that him and the coaching staff had been praying for her, and were. I'm about to get back into that place again, Marcus. I don't want to. That speaks. You know, anybody from this point forward that tells me Coach Pitino is a pile of this or that, you ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing anymore because I've got this as proof. Not that I already didn't know to begin with. Such a class. That's what being a Louisville man is about.
And, you know, it's always so unfortunate that it's easy to pick out the one or two things that you can portray somebody in a negative light. But people have so many instances and so many moments and so many good deeds in their history. But it's like all that can go on. The fact that things like that can go unlooked in a person. And of course, he doesn't do it for the recognition. You know, or even if he did do it for the recognition, he does it so often and he changes so many people or influences so many people's lives that, I think it's just unfortunate that, you know, the narrative, like, people would rather be negative so often.
Marcus, like I said, man, a 330-pound man, almost, I'm not even going to lie, dude. I'm sitting down there. I'm watching the video. My wife turned away for a second to cry herself, and I had to hurry up and put my hands up in my face and rub my eyes out real quick because they were coming. But
right.
I just wanted to share that story with you because I didn't know if you were able to hear that at the beginning of the show. The show's been kind of out of sorts because I had another guy before you come on, Bobby Buchanan. He is he's Ray Buchanan's brother, uncle of Baylen Buchanan, the recent decommitment from the University of Louisville. Had him on to – not necessarily address Baylen's situation, but he himself had decommitted in college from Illinois to commit here, and I wanted him to kind of explain what that process was like. He had heard the story, and I wanted to make sure you heard it as well. But thanks for coming on tonight. I know that, like I said, the game's on. The Cards are up 52-29 with 3 minutes and 40 seconds left.
Ooh,
we're at the
and looking good doing
spot.
It.
Yeah.
It's
refreshing. I think after last year, Marcus, I think we're just glad to see the ball go in the hole.
Yeah, listen, a consistent, you know, an open shot that you're confident is going to go in. I mean, it does wonders for the fan morale just to be confident when a shot goes up. Like, even during bad shooting days or you know, and that with the good passing and the confidence that an open shot can go down, it's great for the morale.
It's, man, it reminds me of the good old days. I'm not gonna put out no dates so people don't try to call us old or anything, but it reminds me of back when we were at U of L and we had some consistent shooters that could knock it down. I'm going to not name any names, Marcus. But with that being said, though, let's get right to it. You know, this has been on my heart all week. I listened to you all, you and Drew, touch on this a little bit. How in the world do you not think that the Miss Universe pageant was not rigged?
Oh, no. Are you a conspiracy theorist on this one as well?
Marcus, I didn't even know the pageant still existed Sunday night. I didn't know that the gaffe had happened until Steve, shout out to Steve, he'll be calling in a few minutes. He texted me and said, did you see what Steve Harvey just did? And I was like, no, I'm watching, I think I was watching Sunday Night Football, and I was like, no, and I didn't think anything about it until I got on Facebook, and there were 72,000 Steve Harvey memes in a row, so I checked it out.
Oh,
I think it was premeditated, I think it was calculated, and I commend Steve Harvey for having the gumption to pull that off on national television.
And you know how I am. It's hard to keep a secret to one person and his own brain. So whoever would be bold enough to suggest that and have Steve play along with that and it to be executed so flawlessly, I just do not believe that was an executed plot to save the Miss Universe pageant. And the pageant is big. It's just bigger than that. It's, even though you didn't know what was going on, it's like an institution. It's just, you have to respect it, and it's not, it's above the daily, the reality show thing. You know, Miss mm-hmm. Universe is bigger than that. They can't afford any scandals like that. It's, like I say, it's an institution. No way that was a plan.
But okay, and I feel you on that. You know, I actually see both sides, though. That's my thing. And if you guys can hear that in the background, that's the heavens opening up and rain hitting the top of my roof. I'm upstairs in the, air quote, studio. It's actually just my computer room. And so if y'all hear any loud noises, I'll be okay. I'm weighed down a little bit, so I won't go anywhere, I don't think. But just real quick, and we'll move on to the stuff that we like to talk about, which is, well, I mean, we like to talk about pop culture too. But I'm just going to leave it at this. I truly believe that there was some part of that was staged, and I think it was. If I'm in advertising and I pulled that off, kudos to me, because now everybody's talking about it. People will tune in next year to see if he says the wrong name. Even if it just works for 1 year, you have given your brand value by getting people talking about it. If it wasn't staged, my apologies, but I believe it was. You believe it was not.
You know what, the final result, I would say we'd have to give it a couple of months and see if any whispers come out, you know, of some whispers from some of the background people of the Miss Universe pageant. Then we might get a little leakage and see if it was really staged or not.
We'll see. Like you said, I believe that too. Let's get on to basketball. Saturday, we've got an epic battle. It's Louisville versus Kentucky in Lexington. Believe it or not, I have only attended one of these games because mostly I couldn't. I just wasn't. I was always working on Saturdays. I never was able. 1 year when Terrence Farley, I believe he was a senior, he got, you know, for those of y'all that don't know, Terrence Farley grew up right next door to me. I've known him his whole life. Changed his diapers a couple times. I know he hates when I tell that story. Gave me a ticket. I believe it was his senior year. I went to Rupp. I was in the top corner with the other 28 family members, the only part of the Rupp Arena that was red, and we put an old-fashioned country butt-kicking on them. We went up like 24 points. We only ended up winning by 15, but that was a great feeling to be there. And if I only get to go to one of those games, I'm glad that that's my lasting memory. But Marcus, what I want to know from you, since you are the expert, I truly believe that. I really enjoy you on the radio. I'm on the treadmill. I'm listening to you every day you're on. I'm listening to Drew. I'm listening to Howie. It's a great lineup. Rutherford and Ramsey, I listen to them all. It's a great lineup that we have put together on 93. Well, not that we, but that has been put together on 93.9 DeVille. Like I said, you're one of the experts. So what do you expect to happen on Saturday?
I never go into, and I try not to dive into the prediction part of it. But, you know, I basically just kind of weigh the factors. Guys are shooting good, you know. And it doesn't take an expert to know if the Louisville team stays out of foul trouble, we got a good shot at making this a great game and maybe putting up a big win. You know, foul trouble is going to be key, keeping Poitras and Lee at bay, maybe getting them in foul trouble and keeping them off the rebound. You don't get, if you can get into the game without giving Kentucky easy buckets, is going to be the one, you know, one of the big issues. I mean, guys are going to score. They're very talented individual players. Throughout, they don't run a lot of set plays. So I'm kind of describing how the train can come off the tracks really fast when guys are playing a lot of one-on-one. But if they feed off each other and get hot, you know, it'll be a great sign, if, you know, for a Kentucky fan. But like I said, going into Rupp, you know, you hope you get that that consistent play out of Mitchell that we've been getting. I really wish Dangadell had, you know, had a couple of more games to, you know, to get his legs under him a little bit more. Mahmood looks like he's moving a little better. So, I mean, I guess we have enough fouls to, you know, to compete, but I would really like to stay out of foul trouble. And Damian Lee's going to have to be Damian Lee. Trey Lewis is going to have to be Trey Lewis. And that's pretty much what I see coming into it.
I couldn't agree with you more. And just a quick update, since we're on, as I explained earlier, we're on during the basketball game because some of you all know my family's been in the hospital. We've been running around. My dad got readmitted this morning. So it was either do it now during the basketball game while I was home taking a break or not do it at all. I love to do this. So, of course, I'm going to do it while I'm at home. And then, of course, I didn't just, like, ditch my father. I'm going to go see him afterwards. But with that being said, Mango Matthew, before he got hurt, I was very confident that we were going to win by 12 points. I told everybody 12 points. With him being hurt, I told everybody, well, that makes me doubt. And they said, Mango makes a 12-point difference? I believe so, and here's why. Here's my opinion. I think that a lot of times people get caught up on points, rebounds, steals, blocks. Sometimes the intangibles. Mango, to me, I always see him direct, like an air traffic control guy. You go there. We got a lot of new guys, a lot of young guys. He's the vet. He's telling everybody where to go. I do believe that makes a huge difference. And people always look at me like, well, I say always, this week has looked at me like I'm crazy when I told him that. And I'm like, I absolutely believe he makes that big of a difference. The basketball game at the half is 59-31. We got Honest back tonight in a surprise manner. I did not realize we were going to get him back that quickly. I think we'll beat him. I think we'll beat him by 7 or 8.
You know, it's funny, and just to kind of piggyback your point with Mango, it's almost like you said, he may not wow you with the stat, but it's almost like having a big brother or a friend right behind you when you're going to fight. You know, not that we're promoting any violence, but, you know, if you're going to a fight and you know you have a tough person that believes in you and just kind of supports you, you know, a big brother or something, you know, you can fight with a clear head. You can go to battle. You know there's somebody out there that really shares this feeling, that shares this, you know, commitment to the game. And is a tough guy. You know, he's the kind of guy to make sure nobody else jumps in. And you can just, you know, you can just play, you know, or you can play or fight, however you want to describe it, however you want.
Now I'm gonna steal a page from your book, Marcus, because I know y'all do this sometime on the show. Fair or foul? Mangold's contributions underestimated. Is that fair or is that foul?
His contribution is underestimated?
Yes. The fact that people believe that he does nothing spectacular.
Foul big time. Like, there's a reason. If Coach Pitino has already said Mangold has reached his ceiling and still has him as a captain, still has him as a starter, still speaks about him with the reverence he does, that just tells you, you know, even the film behind those meeting rooms, the film lets everybody know he brings a lot to the table. Guys know, guys behind, you know, in the trenches know he brings a lot to that team.
Absolutely, absolutely. Marcus, I've got a caller calling in. I'm going to take him, and I'm going to let you go so you can join the second half of the game. But hold on for me 1 second. Caller, you're on live with Pitino. Who am I speaking with?
Cards fan 71, guys in the trenches, no.
What's going on, man? Do you have a prediction for the game Saturday, and or do you have a question for Marcus?
Hey, Mr. Marcus. 78-72, that's what I posted earlier. You know what I'm saying? I'm going with a Louisville win. I mean, I'm sitting here watching these games. You're going to have to forgive me. I get a little excited. I get a little passionate sometimes. You know, I'm 3 deep. You know what I'm saying? So, forgive me. But I'm looking for the cards. I'm looking for the cards going to Rupp Arena. Rupp Arena!
Look, I know that's right. You and me both. I cannot contain the passion. I'm excited. Actually, 78-72 sounds like a nice score. It's putting up some good points. It sounds like it's not going to be a sloppy defensive game with all free throws or something. No, I like that number.
All right, Robbie, thank you so much for calling in. I tell you, when you get people to call in, they just go all out. Marcus, thank you so much for calling in tonight, and I look forward to it. You know, this is going to happen at least 1,000 more times. Marcus, let everybody know where they can – I can do it, but I'd rather you tell everybody where they can listen to you during the week.
Listen, you said it best. We're all a part of the same syndicate here, but you know, if you want to contact me, Cardinal_click, CLIQUE on Twitter. Anytime, man, anytime I'll be talking to you. So let me get back out there to this game. My cards need me too right now.
Absolutely, Marcus. Thank you so much. Looking forward to the next time, my brother. I appreciate you.
All right, Jeremy. Later.
Yeah. All right. So far, we've had a pretty packed show. Marcus jumped off real quick. We're scoring so many points. He's ready to go. Right now, I'm about to bring on the host of the Cardinal Sports Zone show. He was waiting first. I know who's also holding on. Be patient with me. He's the host of the Cardinal Sports Zone show, which you can normally hear and listen to Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on ESPN 93.9 The Ville. Catch it on TuneIn. Catch it on iHeart. This week it's a little bit different, but here's your host of that show, Steve Rummage. Steve, what's going on, my man?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. So many points being scored, I can barely pay attention to my show I'm doing. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's been great. 59 points at half. We should just do that every time. That's been impressive. They've looked good. Shooting the ball 60-some% from downtown, or actually from the field in general. Yeah, we'll take that.
It's ridiculous. Now, before I jump into what I wanted to ask you about, what do you think? Any worries that you had before today's game? Do you have those same worries for Saturday?
You know, it's a weird dynamic. Something we'll talk about Saturday too. Everything in us watching these teams play tells you Louisville's the better basketball team. I just think that for some reason we're all hesitant to let ourselves believe that we're the better basketball team. Just with recent memory.
Absolutely.
But one of the things that holds me back so far, it has nothing to do with this team. It's, I think if you ask about anybody, they'll say Louisville wins this game if they don't get in foul trouble. Problem is, this game's at Rupp Arena. Mm-hmm. I think that that worries you, you know, with that officiating crew, that Louisville's going to get in foul trouble, and it's going to be one of those games, like, if we just hadn't gotten in foul trouble. But if Louisville comes out shooting the ball the way they are tonight, the way they have in many games this season, Kentucky cannot match them 3-for-3, and Louisville could run away with it.
Absolutely. Now, Steve, as I mentioned before, you are the host of the Cardinal Sports Zone show on ESPN 93.9 DeVille, Cheap Pop. We're doing the show somewhere different this weekend and at a different time. Can you let the good people of Card Nation and 55 Nation as well, let the minions know where it's going to be at this week?
Yeah, I'll let you know. We'll be at 9 o'clock. We're usually on from 10 to 11. We'll be on from 9 to 10 this Saturday morning. And we're going to be live on location at Brownies in the Highlands. You can get out there. I think it's 1578 Bargetown Road. Get out there. Mm-hmm. Come out and join us, man. Hang out. Have a little breakfast. Brownies has a great breakfast selection. Have a little breakfast. Hang out with us. Let's all get together. Talk a little bit about U of L UK. If you can't make it out, tune in. And we appreciate everybody that tunes in, everybody that listens. Anybody that shows up, we really appreciate it. But we'll be on from 9 to 10 that morning, leading you up into the Miller Lite pregame show on 93.9 DeVille. So it's going to be a great time. And I can tell you, yeah, there's a bowl game, and I want to be talking about the bowl game. I'm excited about the bowl game. But Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, it's going to be all U of L UK rivalry talk. For that whole hour, it's going to be a good time.
Absolutely, and we at Cardinal Sports Zone are trying to put something together. Nothing concrete yet. We're trying to put together a bowl podcast for next week. We've not got our schedules lined up yet. We're trying to do that, so stay tuned for that. Two things I want to touch on real quick, Steve. First off, we had a couple of decommitments this week in football. What I wanted you to explain to everybody, because you're a recruiting guru, as far as I'm concerned, and I don't care what anybody else says. You've always seemed to get your finger on the pulse of recruiting. Explain to Card Nation why this isn't always a negative thing when recruits decommit. And do you think if losing Brunson and Balin was necessarily a negative thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, sometimes at this point in the season, you'll lose people that U of L is kind of told to move on. Neither one of these guys were that case. I mean, let's just put that out. I have heard that talked about, that maybe U of L moved on from these two. That's not the case. These were two really good football players. I mean, I think it is a negative to an extent when you lose two guys that would probably play at some point. I think Brunson, I think Buchanan would play for the University of Louisville at some point. And would have been good players. So, yeah, I think it is a negative when you lose. Is it a negative on the recruiting that we're putting together in football? No, I don't think so. I think it's just – it's two guys. If you look at situations on Brunson's side, Brunson grew up in South Carolina. It's been kind of known for a while that Brunson would probably eventually flip, and I think the Will Muschamp hire – being whether he's a good coach or not, being a defensive guy, I think the lure to that, you know, to be a Gamecock for Brunson was just too much. So, you know, a kid stays home. That happens. You know, Balin Buchanan, that one I think hurts a little worse because obviously the Ray Buchanan, Bobby Buchanan, the ones that played here at Louisville, you want to see a guy like Balin Buchanan play here. But, you know, even for the last few months, though, even there, you know, Georgia's come in. I think I believe he's from Georgia. Am I right there? You know the Buchanan family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, absolutely. I know Georgia's come in and did some things. So it's just one of the scenarios where the two kids just either, A, felt like they wanted to stay closer to home, or B, think that there's a better fit out there. That happens. That happens. So, no, I don't think it's a negative thing as far as a recruiting as a whole. You know, Bobby Petrino's come in. He's done great things so far. And he's got us in there with a lot of big names. Louisville's going to close this class out with a few more guys that's going to be in the four-star range. So it's going to – the losing Brunson and Buchanan dropped them to 28th on Rivals. Hey, the 28th class in America, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And that's going to raise back up as Louisville lands a few more guys.
Absolutely. Steve, last thing I want to talk to you about, we kind of talked about basketball a little bit a few minutes ago. Everybody's kind of taken it, for lack of better words, taken it a poo on Mango being missing. People have been like, oh, it doesn't matter. He doesn't do anything. Me and Marcus talked about this a few minutes ago. I asked Marcus if Mango's contributions have been underestimated because of what he does, his intangibles, the fact that he's kind of a air traffic controller of the defense. He's telling the new guys and the young guys where they need to be at, very vocal. Sometimes that doesn't register on the stat sheets. Do you feel like losing Mango is huge for Saturday? And do you feel a bit better that Anna's come back a couple weeks early?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, and I want to make this because I'm with you. I'm a Mango guy. I think I don't like the fruit. I like Mango Matthew. I do think it's a big loss because I think Mango's a leader. I think he like you said, the air traffic control of the defense. He really gets people where they need to be. With that being said, I'm not sure it's a huge loss for Saturday. Just Saturday. Okay. I think Louisville can get through that game. I don't think that makes or breaks them playing Kentucky. Because Kentucky don't have a lot of size, you know. Now, losing Mango for 6 to 8 weeks is a big deal, I think. I think Louisville's going to lose a game or two in January in this ACC slate that we're going to go, well, if we had had Mango, you may have won that game. So I definitely think it's a big deal dropping a guy like Mango. Now, the good thing is one of the main things Mango brings to the table is his leadership. Well, he's still on the bench. So that is a good thing if you're trying to find a diamond here out of a bad situation. I mean, he's still on the bench. He's still going to bring them leadership qualities to the team. So that is one good thing. But, yeah, you know, I mean, and I definitely think it could hurt. It could absolutely hurt on Saturday. I just am under the – Kentucky, look, here's the thing, and this is the thing we shouted before the season. They, you know, look, you have – three big guys. That's it. And only two of them are really capable, and both of them aren't big. So, you know, I mean, there's been lineups Kentucky's had this year where Alex Poitras was the biggest guy on the court at 6'8". So, right. I mean, you know, I'm not sure that Mango would I feel better if Mango was playing Saturday? Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I think Louisville can get through that game without him. I'm not sure they're going to beat a North Carolina without it. That's kind of the way you look at it with Mango. So we hope he gets back sooner than later. And as far as the honest goes, I think we all, even when Rick Pitino said he's not going to be back to Wake Forest, I think we all knew he was going to play Saturday. Kind of surprised to see him come in today. And you know, and I know you're doing the show and different things, but, I mean, in the first half alone, he played 7 minutes at 4 or 5 blocks. You know, and that's what Honest can do for us. He got a lot of good play up at Michigan State, good minutes, and I think Honest is going to play well, and I feel a lot better knowing that Honest is going to be available for us on Saturday. Now, I say we just set the rest of the team and play Levitch and Avar for the whole second half, and let's get out of here with an 8 or 9 point win and stay healthy.
I agree with you there, but last thing I want, because I know the game, I've got the split screen, so I'm watching the podcast and or the control panel, and I'm watching the game a little bit. The odds, in your opinion, the odds of a Raymond Rummage, Don Wahman reality video blog show?
I don't know, but if it's anything that's FCC regulated, it won't last past an episode, but it would be one of the greatest episodes of all time.
It would be reality TV gold. If you got, I mean, most of y'all don't know our parents, our dads, they are just, that's where we get, it's kind of where we get our personalities from, only we've learned how to tone ours down, turn down a little bit. They've never learned. Steve, thank you so much. As we stated before, Cardinal Sports Zone show, Saturday, 9 a.m., Brownies on Bardstown. Come in and hang out with us. We're doing the show live. Steve, thanks so much.
Peace out.
How did I know that was going to happen? The lines are lit up. I'm so sorry. I'm going to get to you guys in a second. I have to hit my commercial break. I'll be right back. When we come back, Daryl Faust is on the line. We'll be back on Live with 55.
Hey, everybody. Steve Rummage here, host of the Cardinal Sports Zone. If you need any flooring work done, call Jack Rainwater at Flooring Solutions by Rainwater, 502-640-1737. Jack guarantees a call back in 30 minutes and will give you a free estimate. Jack's even done work right here at U of L. If U of L trusts Jack to work on their floors, I trust Jack with mine. So give Jack Rainwater a call at Flooring Solutions by Rainwater, 502-640-1737, and let Jack take care of you.
Chris Collinsworth here. Your family's financial future doesn't have to be confusing. At Western and Southern, we translate all that financial jargon and give you practical solutions that fit your budget and help protect your family. Let us help. Talk to a Western and Southern financial translator today.
To talk to the Western Southern representative closest to you, contact Michael Puckett at 502-298-8762. Western Southern Life.
Yeah. Hey. Hey.
All right, I am back here on Live with 55, and I am here with my sister from another mister, the princess of the podcast, as I deemed her. I'm pretty good at deeming people stuff. Daryl Faust, Daryl, what's going on tonight?
Hi, Jeremy. Happy New Year. Happy final show of the year and Christmas and bowl season and game day, all those things.
Everything at once. I appreciate the sentiments and stuff. I'm asking everybody that's calling in tonight, and we got some callers lined up, so I'm going to bring a couple of them on here in a second, and then we'll get to what you want to talk about. You're putting on a party, I believe, this weekend. We'll get to all that. Did you see the video that I posted on my Facebook timeline from my friend just about an hour ago, right before I came on the show? So I'm going to take that as a no.
No.
And the people that are on hold now, they can hear the story, and I won't have to repeat it again until the next group of people call in. About an hour ago, I'm sitting here, and I get a message from one of my friend's kids, and it was, oh my God, you'll never believe what just happened. So they shared a video on my timeline, and her mom is battling cancer. She's not doing well at all. She, bless her heart, she's been a friend. She's a closer friend of Teresa's than she is mine, but I've known her the entire time that we've been married. One of the greatest people I ever met. Cardinal fan, obviously, or I wouldn't have said that first part. It's her taking a phone call, and she zooms in to where you can hear, and the person on the other end says, "Hi, this is Rick Pitino." And my friend Jennifer, I want y'all to watch the video. It's on my Facebook timeline. I'm not going to get too specific into it. But he takes the time out of the day. He tells her how much he's sorry for what she's going through, how much him and the coaching staff has been thinking about her and praying for her and the team. Just touched my heart. I was a big 6'7", 330-pound baby for about 10 to 15 seconds, and I got it all together because I had a show to do. But that's just one of the great things. That's what Coach P is talking about. When he talks about Louisville man, that's being a Louisville man right there. But just a great story, and I implore all of you all to check that out. I do want to, real quick, Daryl, I want to go to the phone lines, take a couple of these people have been waiting for 13, 14 minutes. I'm going to bring them on real quick. Let's see if we can get them on here. Carl, you're on Live with 55. And Daryl, what's going on? Who am I talking to?
Hey, Jeremy, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on? Who is this?
It's Sean.
Hey, Sean, what's going on, my man? I knew who it was. I'm just kidding. So you're at the game. I heard that somebody had lost you. Were you found?
Yes, I was found.
Okay, well, I've been worrying about that the last 49 minutes. I haven't been able to check on you because I have this little show I do on Wednesday nights you may have heard of. So I'm glad you were found, first off. Were you calling in tonight? Were you calling in tonight with a prediction for Saturday, or did you have something else on your mind you wanted to talk about?
First off, I just want to say congratulations on the show because I think it's been really good. I enjoy listening to it every chance I get. Also, you know, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. I said that out of order, but, you know, I'm kind of weird like that.
That's okay.
And,
first off, we know you're reading. Second off, Dale told me about 18 happies and thank yous to begin with, so if she can do it, you can too, Sean.
Jeremy is so funny.
And I'm with her.
Yeah, I heard that. Tell him I said hello. So what's on your mind tonight, buddy?
62-31 was
the line. Oh, we're so close to 62-31 score. But let's see here. I'll tell you what, I'm really liking what I'm seeing as a team right now. Anas playing was really, really nice to see. And not only that, but the fact that he's got his timing back on blocking shots. So I believe we're going to win Saturday. I really do. I think we're going to win by somewhere in probably about 5 to 8 points. That's what I think.
8 points. And who do you have? I didn't ask you this before, but who do you have as our leading scorer?
Leading scorer, I have to go with I'm going to go with Trey Lewis because he seems like he's got his stroke right now working. I think he's going to hit a few threes in that game. So I'm going with Trey Lewis probably, let's say, 21 points.
Okay. I don't hate that because if he's at 21, that means that Damian's probably got right around 19 himself. I'm going to go 70-63 cards. I think losing Mango means a lot more than a lot of people are letting him. I think our leading scorer is going to be Chinonu Onuwaku. I think that he's got 16 points, 13 or 14 rebounds, 4 or 5 blocks, and he's the guy that shows up that nobody thinks he's going to show up. Sean, I do appreciate you calling in from the game. Thank you so much, buddy.
Yeah, no problem, man. Keep it going, man. Go Cards. 55.
Go Cards. All right, so that's the first ever inebriated fan phone call. I don't hate it. I want to get one more person on real quick because they've been holding for like 6, and I know you've been holding too, Daryl, and I just want to get – we'll clear the lines out. Caller, you are on live with 55 and Daryl. Who am I talking to?
Cardinals fan 71. Am I live?
Yes, sir. You're on live. What's going on?
Hey, Daryl, we'd like to ask you some questions. What about the Kentucky women's sports? No. Hold on. I'm sorry. Let me get my shit together. What do you think about the basketball game coming up? I'm sorry. I do apologize. I mean, this is a blog, though, right?
Yeah, it's all good. Nobody listens to it anymore.
Tell me about it. Hey, Daryl, what do you think about the game coming up Saturday, and then what do you think about the football game? And I know you're going to discuss these things on your site. I mean, you guys have a great show. You know, I've been following it for a long time, and I'd like to hear what you got to say. I'm going to hang up now. Hopefully I don't get hung up on so I can hear. Hello.
Thank
you're
you.
You're here,
Cardinal.
Buddy.
Is that right, Cardinal 71?
Cardinals fan 71. Yeah, I went ahead and put him back in the hold. He can still hear, but.
Okay. I appreciate listening. Maria and I will definitely discuss the game more in depth on our show this Saturday, which I don't imagine a lot of people will get to listen to because there's a particular game going on. But is that what you wanted to know too, Jeremy? You want to know what I think of this game on Saturday?
Absolutely. I want to know how you see it going down. Marcus, Steve, even Cardinals fan, bleepity bleep 71, they gave their – I want to know how you see it going down and who you see being the leading scorer.
Let's talk about, like, this past week, just this week leading up to the game. You know, Kentucky's off for the week, and then Louisville has these two games, Kansas City, Missouri, and then now Utah Valley, which I was kind of like, why are we playing two games in the week in between there? It just doesn't seem like the smart decision. But now that it's happening, and look at the way they're rolling over these teams right now, it just feels like a tournament, kind of like a second and third round gimmies. And then mm-hmm. Kentucky kind of feels like a third and fourth round rivalry where, you know, the winner goes on. And I really think that the way that this game goes will determine how well either team does in conference. Of course, Kentucky still has, I think, one out-of-conference game after ours. I think it's Kansas. and then Louisville will go in. We'll get the week off and go into their conference play, which January basketball is not my favorite Louisville basketball. But I think that if we get a good showing for this game, that it's going to be a really fun ride. Let's see. I'm just looking like matchups in the game. Let's just the point guard. You got Quentin and then Tyler Ulis, and they're both sophomores. And you know, Tyler had a pretty good showing last year at the Yum Center. When I think he had 14 points and a bloody eye, and he kind of established himself with Kentucky. And then you know, Quentin didn't get that opportunity till the tournament started, and he handled it like almost a vet, I think. So now he feels a lot more seasoned than Tyler. Tyler, you know, Louisville point guards over the past few years under Rick Pitino, they sort of have a sophomore slump. It doesn't feel that way with Quentin. I feel like Quentin is sharing the ball really well. And I actually kind of hope that Tyler has a sophomore slump when it's all said and done, especially for this
Absolutely.
Game. The biggest question mark I have going into the game is without a doubt, and I am a mango person. I know Steve said he wasn't. I like all kinds of mangoes.
There you go.
Yeah, Mango is a body. He's, you know, he's got fouls on his name that won't be there now. So he could take fouls and give them when necessary, and then now that's all riding on Shana Anuwaku, and then another, I mean, I think I see Honest in there a couple times today, which he's just coming back, right?
Yeah.
So he might be a little shaky, but Trey Lewis played in refereeing a couple years ago for Cleveland State and gave Kentucky a little bit of scare. So I think he'll be used to the atmosphere. The whole team, the team as a whole, they should be used to the atmosphere just based on playing in East Lansing. And I know Rick said that he wasn't pleased with the second half and how the team was at the other end of the court and communication was just kind of wasn't there. So it's going to be loud. That's the biggest thing that they're going to have to get over really quick, too, because Kentucky's not going to lay down. It's not like they're not a terrible team. They're just not rolling like Louisville is. Louisville is just all cylinders. Absolutely. Rolling together like no other Pitino team I've seen this early. And that is, I think, a result of the Puerto Rico trip. This is just all Puerto Rico right here. And Damian Lee, if he's not the funnest guy to watch on the court, I don't know. I think that, you know, these guys came here for this stage, this type of stage. They want to get their name out there. They want to leave it all on the court this year. And this is going to be it. So, you know, we didn't get the win in East Lansing. I'm thinking we get the win at Rupp, and it'll be Calipari's second home loss, I think, in his career there. And let's see, we'll give Kentucky their third loss, maybe knock them to the late 20s in the rankings, and then, I don't know, maybe they'll just kind of give up on the season after that.
I hope so. Just a quick update. Right now it is Louisville 72, Utah Valley 39. I've got it on split screen, so I'm watching the game and doing the show. I'm very multi-talented. I can multitask, all kind of multi going on. I mentioned earlier, we got this big old group DM going on where I got myself and all just everybody other than Justin and Steve, because I don't know. I wanted everybody to kind of get familiar with each other. I didn't know a lot of them. Of course, I know you, Paige, in Dallas. I've had some communications with the other Justin Kruger, you know, because there's no machine like a well-oiled machine. Louisville's hitting on all cylinders. We want to hit on all cylinders. And I mentioned to everybody, hey, come on out to the show Saturday at Brownies. We'll watch the show. We can hang out before the show and after the show. And you told me that you already had some. Why don't you tell Card Nation what you're doing Saturday before the game?
Well, I am hosting a card party, and as much as I would want to bring the whole Card Nation into it, it's not an open invite, just kind of bringing my Cardinal fans together. There won't be any blue in the room. Don't need any bad juju. But, yeah, just, you know, having chili and celebrating Christmas still. I mean, it's still tis the season with the bowl game coming up, too, and there's just still a lot to be merry about.
Absolutely. So far, just to recap a little bit, so far on the show, we had Louisville Legacy, Bobby Buchanan, he doing some training for the United States Army. He called in. He's the brother of Ray Buchanan. He started off the show. Then we had Cardinal Forever, Marcus Maben come on. We talked about the Miss Universe pageant being rigged. Steve came on. And then we had an inebriated fan call in. And then we had our guy Cardinals Fan 71 drop a bomb on us there. And now we got Daryl Faust on here. This has to be the best show ever. There's no way it cannot be the best show ever. Daryl, I do appreciate you coming on tonight, and you know you're welcome. Anytime you want to come on, hit me up. We'll get you a segment or two, or you can even host the whole show if you want. I don't care.
Sweet. Are you going to be in Nashville?
I don't know yet. I'm not sure yet. My parents are both trying to get better, so I'm not sure if I can. They had to rush, without getting too deep into it, they had to rush my dad back to the hospital today. So it's not looking like I'm going to be able to leave them alone for 2 minutes without them getting sick. So, but I will definitely be screaming the top of my lungs here at home at my TV. I hate to miss it, but I got to take care of my peeps, you know.
Oh, yeah, priorities. I completely understand, and I wish them well, and I wish you well, and I'll definitely catch you after the new year.
All right, thanks, Daryl. I appreciate it. That's Daryl Faust, Kentucky
thanks,
Women
Jeremy.
Talk Sports. What channel is that on? Let them know.
It's 9:70 a.m. and it's on Saturdays at 1 o'clock. So if halftime comes around, you should check out what me and Maria think.
Absolutely, check it out. I always get the station wrong, so that's why I threw to Daryl. That's Daryl Faust. You can follow him on Twitter at Daryl Faust 4. All right, we're gonna hit one more commercial break real quick. Then we got another caller calling in, and then we're going to wrap the show up, but we're going to throw these commercials on real quick, and we'll be right back around the break. This is Live at 55.
Chris Collinsworth here. Your family's financial future doesn't have to be confusing. At Western and Southern, we translate all that financial jargon and give you practical solutions that fit your budget and help protect your family. Let us help. Talk to a Western and Southern financial translator today.
To talk to the Western Southern representative closest to you, contact Michael Puckett at 502-298-8762. Western Southern Life.
Hey everybody, Steve Rummage here, host of the Cardinal Sports Zone. If you need any flooring work done, call Jack Rainwater at Flooring Solutions by Rainwater, 502-640-1737. Jack guarantees a call back in 30 minutes and will give you a free estimate. Jack's even done work right here at U of L. If U of L trusts Jack to work on their floors, I trust Jack with mine. So give Jack Rainwater a call at Flooring Solutions by Rainwater, 502-640-1737, and let Jack take care of you.
That's right.
Yeah.
We are them boys, and I'm coming back to you here from Live with 55. Give us a call. We've had so many callers tonight. I appreciate all you all calling into the season finale, Live with 55. By far the best show I've ever had. I haven't even had to try. Y'all made it so great. I recognize this phone number. It's one of the two guys that I deemed listeners of the year for the first, you know, this is my first year of the podcast. These two guys call in more consistently than anybody else. We had Drunken Sean on earlier, and now this is the other guy, Brian Goodman. Brian, what's going on, my man?
What's going on, Jeremy? Congratulations on the show, and I appreciate getting to share that honor with, highly unlikely it was Drunken Sean. Maybe he's drunk off Mountain Dew, but it's good either way.
Yeah, I didn't want to embarrass him, so I just called him Drunken Caller. Now you know that, Sean, and I think Drunken Burbs. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Cards up 76-39 with 11:35 left in the game. Brian, you're going to hang with me for the rest of the show. So here's a little bit of business I got to do because this show has been all out of whack. I've gotten it written out. I have followed none of the guidelines. We got to the 3-point shout-out brought to you by Doug Budd with Red Edge Realty and Cards, homesforsaleinlouisville.net. What we didn't get to was this week in Cardinal Athletics. So, Brian, I want you to hold on. You're going to have a live mic. But I want you to hold on because we are going straight to this week in Cardinal Athletics. All right. Twicka. It's my Twicka, my Twicka. We're going to start this off. First off, I wanted to, you guys, great turnout at the Kroger on Goss Avenue for the Deion Brandt signing last week. I had the fortune to go up there and hang out with my friend Deion Branch and Danny Mosby. He's one of the principal co-owners of Bird Gang Clothing. We had a good time up there. I was on my way out of town, so I didn't get to stay too long. Y'all keep doing things like that. That's going to show these guys how special Louisville really is. Speaking of football, at UofL football, they are 7-5 heading to the Music City Bowl. Also, this past week we had the Toys for Tots signing. That's where you can bring in a toy, you bring in two things to be signed. Some people try to sneak more in, and they were because it was the same night as a basketball game. They were given more time with the players than normal. It went very well. I had a blast. I got some stuff signed. I'm giving it away as Christmas presents. Hope you guys aren't listening, or now you know what you got for Christmas. The Music City Bowl is this Wednesday at 7 o'clock on ESPN. The Cards are as high as 5-point favorites in Vegas. Also 7-5 is the UofL women's basketball team, which was not really thought of. They were going to be that bad. But they're on a 4-game winning streak. On Wednesday, they defeated Tennessee Tech 76-54. Maisha Hines-Allen went for 20 points, 8 rebounds. B. Jackson, that's Brianna Jackson, but it's too long, so I abbreviated. She added 11 points. Mariah Moore added 11. Erica Carter added 9 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals. Then their next game last week was College of Charleston. Squeaked by them 71-67. Again, Maisha Hines-Allen, big game, 22 points, 14 rebounds. B. Jackson, 19 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Mariah Moore, 15 points, 12 assists, 2 blocks, 2 steals. Up next for the women's team, UT Martin on 12-28. Also this week, Maisha Hines-Allen named ACC Player of the Week. We're going to go into Louisville men's basketball. They are 10-1 with a 5-game, soon-to-be 6-game winning streak. They defeated Western Kentucky 78-56. Quentin Snyder had 16 points and 4 assists. Damian Lee had 15 points, 6 rebounds, 4 steals, 3 assists. Trey Lewis, 15 points, 3 assists. Onowaku, with about 7 U's at the end of his name, had 10 points and 12 rebounds. We did lose Mango Matthew into a broken foot, but the Cards shot 50% from the 3-point line, had 36 points in the paint, and added 16 bench points. Last night, we defeated UMKC. That sounds familiar. I'm not really sure why we would know that name, but I digress. Defeated them 75-47. The statistical leaders last night, we had Jalen Johnson, 10 points, 5 boards. Donovan Mitchell, 10 points, 3 assists. Chinonu Onowaku with 10 points, 9 boards, 5 blocks, and 2 assists. Damian Lee, 14 points and 3 steals. Trey Lewis, 17 points. He went 3 from 6 from the 3. I'm going to agree. I believe it was with Sean. I think for us to win Saturday, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, I think Lewis needs to be the leading scorer. With Lee right behind him. 35% from the 3 that game, 40 points in the paint, 26 bench points. Up next, we're currently playing Utah Valley, which is coached by Mark Pope. We are currently up 79-48. Cards had this team from Lexington on Saturday at noon, no biggie. As we said before, come out to Brownies on Bardstown. Catch Cardinal Sports Zone live at 9 o'clock from 9 to 10. Can't be there, tune in 93.9 DeVille, ESPN, TuneIn app, iHeart app. You're going to be able to catch it some one way or another. Then after we're leading into the Miller Lite pregame show, I believe with Mark Ennis. I'm not really sure who else is. I wasn't told who's hosting that, which will lead directly into the game. So if you don't have anywhere to watch the game, go out there, catch a whole day of Cardinal Athletics. Have a good time. UofL Baseball. That's at UofL Baseball. Number 2 preseason ranking was announced this week. That's the highest preseason ranking ever and tied for the highest ranking ever in the regular season, period. 4 Cards were named preseason All-Americans. Brendan McKay, Corey Ray, Nick Birdie, Kyle Funkhauser. I always forget his name. Brendan McKay projected to be your national player of the year. Ridiculous. Get out to Jim Patterson Stadium. The games are free, except for Kentucky. Get out there. I catch at least 10 games a year, and it doesn't matter who we're playing. It's an awesome time, an awesome experience. A couple more quick hitting notes. Men's soccer, their freshman Tate Schmidt was named to the freshman best 11. The same thing as your freshman All-American team in other sports. They pick 11, except for they've only got 11. They pick them. Tate Schmidt was on that. Also, we have – no, that was it. So this has been – this week I've got all kinds of scribbling on my paper, and I've been producing and talking and watching. I'm just a hot mess right now. This has been This Week in Cardinal Athletics. I love the show much more now that I have my own sound effects and playaways and cutaways. Cards up 80-48 with 8 minutes left in the game. 80-51. They hit a three as I said that. Also, real quick, because I know Brian wants to talk, because Brian's good at talking, and he loves to talk, and he loves to hear himself talk. So I'm going to let him talk in a second. I'm going to set a big shout-out to my guys. They wanted me to produce their podcast, and I told them I couldn't produce it because they were going to be saying a whole bunch of things on their show that wasn't kid-friendly, that wasn't very appropriate. I love it. It's funny to me, but I can't be affiliated or associated with that because I'm not trying to be on my high horse, but we got things going for us at Cardinal Sports Zone. Don't want to do anything to taint that. But with that being said, Robbie Hamill, that boy's good, D2_Derpinator, Squadcast. Check them out. They're on Saturday or Sunday nights. They don't have a specific time or day yet, but very funny. They do some good stuff. It's very X-rated. It's 85-51 now. Cards on a 5-point run. But they're funny. They're my guys. I'd stand next to them in the line of battle anywhere except for putting my – but I put them in touch with my guy, Anton. He's a really good producer. He's – you know, we met through Blog Talk Radio. So he's taking care of them. He's pretty good. I've tried to teach him everything I know. So that's check out Squadcast. As I said, you can check follow at ThatBoysGood. He always tweets it out when they get ready to go on the air. It's normally Saturday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And I think they've done three, and two of them have been on Sunday, and one's been on Saturday. So check them out. Give us a call, 914-338-0180. We're sitting here at an hour and 12 minutes into the show. It's been a great show. Marcus Maven, Steve Rummage, Bobby Buchanan. Bobby Buchanan led off the show on a break while he's training for the United States Army. Who does that? Bobby Buchanan, obviously. Then followed up with Marcus Maven. We talked Miss Universe scandal, amongst other things. Had Steve Rummage on. We talked about the decommitments this week in football. We talked what his expectations were for Saturday. And then we had on the lovely, the beautiful Daryl Faust. She plugged her show, her party. Actually, I had to plug her show. She forgot to. She plugged her party. We talked about matchups on the court. It's been a great time. Had several great callers. Cardinals Fan 71, thanks for calling in. Sean Barber, thanks for calling in. Drunken Burbs in the background, thanks for at least listening. And now we're going to save the best for last, maybe? I'm not sure about that. But it is my guy, Brian Goodman. Brian, what's going on, my man?
Oh, Jeremy, I've been listening to the show all night tonight, sitting on hold, but, you know, I agree with everything everybody's been saying. You know, Louisville's been playing great basketball. I think that this team has the potential to be a better team than last year's. It's just a better team. There's more cohesiveness. I think it's better offensively. On Kentucky's side, Kentucky's played what I would say is fired basketball. I don't think that they're particularly good at shooting. I don't think they play particularly well on defense. I think their big guys overrated, but I don't think Louisville wins Saturday. It's in Rupp Arena. It's Pitino versus Calipari. I think that whatever your expectations are going into the game, you can throw them out the door. Kentucky's played way below expectations all season. It's early. However, for some reason, when Calipari puts a team out there against U of L, no matter how crummy they've played, they play lights out. And that's just really where my head is leaning towards. I'm just seeing maybe a 6 Kentucky victory on Saturday. Damian Lee is our leading scorer, but I just see a game where Scal or Murray's already went crazy, or somebody like Poitras coming in and just really hurting U of L in some way or another, and just hitting all kinds of crazy shots. And that's, I hate to end the show on such a sour note, but that's just how I see it going. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on it.
Brian, I think that you have collectively just crapped on the greatest show in the history of Live with 55.
I tried warning you, man.
Swirly on the top of the tank, for a, like a better, like a better comparison.
It's there. If it was at the Yum, I'd say yeah, Louisville's gonna win. But since it's particularly a Rupp and we're playing against Kentucky, and it's Cal versus Pitino, I just think he's going to have those kids playing like their lives depend on it. And we both know that we're a big-time game for them. They don't have any particular big games during conference. I hate to say that Super Bowl term, but we're their Super Bowl, I feel like. So I just feel like he's going to have those kids ready to play, just like it seems like every other year. I think Louisville can win. They can win if they hit shots and keep from, you know, Kentucky getting those garbage put back dunks, but I just don't have a good feeling about it, man. And like I said, I know I'm crapping on the greatest show of all time. I'm sorry, but I just had to come on here and be real. I had to come on here and be real for the fans, the loyal fans. I wouldn't want to give you guys anything but my honest opinion.
Brian, well, there's one good thing, though. It's that in the minds of Card Nation, that your opinion and a box of rocks means the same thing to them. So, I'm just kidding. I respect your opinion. I understand the hesitancy to, like Steve touched on earlier, inside you feel confident, but you're afraid to express that. Now, I know I'm not saying that's how you feel right now, because you seem like you've been worried into thinking the opposite. I understand the hesitation, because it always seems like if we're supposed to win, we don't. If we're supposed to lose, we do. You know, so I get it, but I truly believe that this Saturday is the day we get over the proverbial hump and we defeat them. I know it can be done at Rupp Arena. I told the story earlier. Louisville, Kentucky game I've ever been to. We're in Rupp Arena. We went up 24. It was 2008 or 2007. I can't remember if it was Farley and Palacios' junior or senior year. We went up 24. Ended up winning by 14 or 16. They went on a little bit of a foul fest. You know, it was like 8 minutes to go. We were up huge, and everything, every possession the rest of the way was blown. And they tried to give them the game. But I don't have any way to look this up right now, because I'm doing it, producing, writing, talking, watching. Actually, I just turned the game off, so that way I can wrap up here in a second. But I don't have any way to – I want to say it was his senior year, which would have been 08, but I know it was one of his last 2 years. And, you know, we beat him pretty handedly. So I know it's not impossible. I'm going to hope and it was so sweet walking out of there, because none of them even looked at any of them. There was only like 30 of them. They didn't have any. We were in obstructed view seating at Rupp Arena. There was 30 of us, friends and family. There were no outside tickets. You couldn't find an outsider. The only people in that arena that were not wearing blue were the friends and family of the team. We were up in the corner behind a pole, and they didn't say two words to us on the way out. They were too busy fighting with each other. So I'm hoping for a similar situation this weekend. Brian, I look forward to you calling in. I appreciate you contributing to the – you know what? I'll just call you a contributor to Live with 55. You've called in an awful lot. I appreciate you calling in. I give you a lot of crap sometimes, but you take it in stride. And,
it's all good. I'm glad I got to be a part of it. And also, I think that 08 game was also when Josh Chichester came in and scored a couple on UK. So, yeah, I'm aware of the game you're talking about. It's just it's going to take more than – it's not going to be easy to get it done. They're going to play hard. I know that they're going to. But can Louisville win? Yeah, there's always that possibility. I think we've got a really good team, and there's a good chance of it. But will it happen? That's what we got to find out. But happy holidays, and hope you have a good Christmas. And it was a good season, man. I'm glad you stuck with it, and I'm sure I'll be hearing from you soon.
Absolutely. Can't wait to kick this off after the first of the year, the second half of the season. Brian Goodman on the line with us. We're about to wrap things up after the break.
Chris Collinsworth here. Your family's financial future doesn't have to be confusing. At Western and Southern, we translate all that financial jargon and give you practical solutions that fit your budget and help protect your family. Let us help. Talk to a Western and Southern financial translator today.
To talk to the Western Southern representative closest to you, contact Michael Puckett at 502-298-8762. Western Southern Life.
Yeah.
Hold up, we them boys. You guys, I can't thank you enough. You guys have made this first half of the season Alive with 55 very special. By far the best show of the season so far. But I had my heavy hitters on here. I had Marcus, I had Steve. Very great and great surprise with Bobby calling in. That just happened yesterday. Very proud of him for what he's doing for our country. Was glad to share my story about Jennifer with you guys and Rick Pitino. Thanks to Daryl Faust for calling in. I was hoping some of our contributors were going to call in tonight. They said they were going to, so I'm guessing they're fired now. I'm kidding. But I do want to wish you guys the very happiest of holidays and a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Because I say I'm Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, but I realize that not everybody celebrates the same holidays as I do. So I'm going to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays. So we're going to shut this down for the week. I want to thank you guys again. Amazing time tonight. We're going on almost 90 minutes of the show tonight, and that happens when you have fun and you have great guests. Didn't feel like it. I really appreciate you guys. So it's time to pay the bills. I want to thank our sponsors for the Cardinal Sports Zone radio show, which are Doug Budd with Red Edge Realty for Homes for Sale in Louisville.net, Saints Pizza and Pub, Western and Southern Life. If you guys would like to sponsor or know someone who may be interested in sponsoring the Cardinal Sports Zone radio show on ESPN 93.9 The Ville or the podcast Live with 55, we got something in the works as far as podcast sponsorship. Well, shout out to my guy at Cardinal Phone Repair. They may be a sponsor in the upcoming year. We don't know. We're just teasing you. But tweet me if you know somebody that's interested. Tweet me, Facebook me, email me at jswoman723@aol.com for more info. Don't forget, for all your UofL sports needs, go to cardinalsportzone.com. Follow us on Twitter at cardsportzone for up to the minute info. Our director of content, good old JR, will keep you informed on the site. Also, don't forget that every Saturday at 10 a.m., the Cardinal Sports Zone airs on ESPN 93.9 DeVille, and Live at 55 comes to you every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/CSZ. This Saturday, however, 9 a.m., Brownies on Bardstown. Get out there. Great food. Great time. We're going to be there live. We're going to broadcast all day. 93.9 is going to broadcast all the way up to tip, I believe, from there. We're going to go directly into the Miller Lite pregame show. Come out, mingle, have a good time. I know that I'm going to be there. Justin's going to be there. Steve's going to be there. Several of the contributors said they were going to. Paige said, Sherrard said she would show up. There's going to be plenty of people there. So come on out. Daryl won't be there, though, because her selfish butt's still in a different party and didn't invite nobody. Told everybody it was closed. Doesn't get me started on Daryl. If you missed that episode of Live with 55, go to blogtalkradio.com/CSD to listen to all archived episodes. You can also go to the iTunes store, search for Cardinal Sports Zone, and subscribe for automatic download. There's also a Live with 55 tab at cardinalsportszone.com. Evidently, iTunes is never going to change the name of the show from Cardinal Sports Zone to Live with 55. I'm okay with that. If you missed an episode of the Cardinal Sports Zone show on ESPN 93.9 The Ville, all episodes are podcasted on SoundCloud immediately following the conclusion of the show. Our producer, Patrick, is on top of things. There's also a CSZ on 93.9 tab at CardinalSportsZone.com. Guys, girls, children, again, appreciate you guys. Hope you guys have the happiest of holidays, the merriest of Christmases, the happiest of New Year's. Thanks for listening in. We really appreciate I really appreciate you guys. And tune in next year. I'm not sure when it's going to be, but second half of the season will be coming up. I'm going to go right now to the calendar. I'm glad I got a long song here. More than likely, the 6th of January, we'll be back. Cardinal Sports Zone, Live at 55. We'll talk to you later.